This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. China's efforts to sanitize what is done in the name of medicine is falling on hard times. It's claimed that there are only 10,000 legal transplants annually is challenged by human rights advocates who say there are easily 10 times that number. Forced donations, which typically involve the death of the donor, come from criminal inmates or from persecuted religious groups. Forced abortion opponent Reggie Littlejohn tells Life News that the Chinese government party regards human lives and bodies as being in the domain of the state. Former Reagan White House official and ambassador to Switzerland Faith Whittlesey is a critic of Hillary Clinton. She cites the pro-abortion Democrats' breathtakingly radical cultural agenda that leaves no room for any legal protection for the unborn or for First Amendment rights of religious conscience. Whittlesey joins a group of Catholic pro-life advisors to the Trump campaign that includes Rick Santorum, Tom Monahan, and Sam Brownback. This is Life News Radio.
The life issue needs you. When you take the time to make a well-informed stand, you may be surprised how many details come to life and how you become willing to naturally share that information in simple conversations. One of the best places to get started is probably your local church community. Another resource, our website, lifenews.com. Think through your position on life, make a stand, and get ready to be part of a culture of life.
The demand by abortion advocates that all doctors practice abortion continues to erode conscience protections. A new article by presumed bioethicists dismisses even concerns that many doctors would leave medicine if given no other option to the practice of abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.